91.1 WHFC. You're on the Owl's Nest. It's Hartford Community College's official podcast that clues you into people and events and happenings in, on, and around Hartford Community College. And oh boy, do I have a very important duo here with me today on the Owl's Nest. I have Assistant Professor of Economics and Sugars, and I have a student representative for the Maryland Scholars Summit. She's a student, Jess De Los Santos, and I want to thank the both of you full-heartedly for coming on to the Owl's Nest today.
Thank you for having us, Matt.
Yep, thank you.
Now, here is my big question, because this really is an amazing thing that's coming to Hartford Community College. It's the Maryland Scholars Summit at HCC. So please take it away, Professor Sugars. Talk to me a little bit about what this amazing summit is going to be providing our students.
Well, this is the third year that we've hosted this summit. Each year we've done it. The first year it was online because of COVID, and it was just Hartford Community College students. Last year we invited Cecil College students to participate. This year we're inviting all community college students to participate. Basically, this conference is designed to acquaint undergraduate students with the process and academic rigors of presenting scholarly works in a professional setting. Now, what you say, what is a scholarly work? Well, it can be from any discipline. Basically, you're having some type of research, some project you're doing, and you're reporting how you did your research, the methodology, and the results.
And this is huge. This is amazing, because this is giving our students real-world opportunities to present their academic ideas in a professional setting.
Absolutely. We've seen, I think Jess can talk on this, is we've seen the impact that this has had on students that have participated, even those that have not won. And we do have winners. We have three areas of abstract submissions. There's creative works, there is poster boards, and there are just a PowerPoint presentations. There is a gallery walk for creative arts.
I mean, this is just those real-world experiences that we love to give our students. Talk to me a little bit about when and where this is all happening.
So the actual summit will occur Saturday, April 29th, here on campus at Hartford Community College in Darlington Hall. We recommend anybody's welcome to come, members of the community, faculty, parents, family, other students, to register online so that we know you're coming. We have a seat for you.
Right.
There will be some refreshments provided.
Oh.
For students that want to actually participate and submit an abstract, abstract submissions are due by March 17th.
Okay, so there's that deadline right there,
yes.
March 17th. So you don't have forever, because this thing is going to be happening soon. And
yes.
If you want to submit your abstract, and you know, this is going to lead me now to my next question. What is an abstract? Kind of take me through that just a little bit.
So an abstract is basically some type of short description of scholarly project that you're going to be working on. And I should mention, the work does not need to be completed when you submit the abstract. It just needs to be completed by April 29th when you're presenting your results. The abstract should probably be about 200 to 250 words. Describe the project, overall argument, thesis, or hypothesis, the data collection analysis that you used, and major findings and conclusions.
See, this is blowing my mind, because I mean, the possibilities, you know, for students, this is endless right here. Let me just kind of talk with you, Jess, a little bit, because you are a student representative for this summit. Do you have a hand in this, the Maryland Scholars Summit?
I really just get to see all the students, and it's really captivating to see everybody talk about like all the things that they've done over the semester. And it's not just STEM work, which I feel like everybody's really intimidated about, because everybody thinks it's only going to be this one concentration, but it's just everybody talking about the things that they've done in any work that they're doing. So it's just a myriad of like art, service learning, capstone projects, anything that you want to do that you're interested about, you have a platform to do so. One of my friends, Olivia Burkowski-Johnson, she presented in the 2021 Maryland Scholar Summit. That was the first ever Scholar Summit, by the way. And she's now the president of Phi Theta Kappa. She's a nursing major. But before that, she was simply just like a friend who wanted to reach out to be an SGA liaison, who and then afterwards became a peer educator. But how she got to become a peer educator in the first place was because she did this the Scholar Summit that gained her presentation skills. And by being able to put this on her resume, it strengthened her application to become an OWLS in Action peer educator. And seeing her in action as now the president of Phi Theta Kappa is really, really amazing. Because she's such a clear communicator and she solves any conflict that we've had with lots and lots of grace. And that's really, really cool to see your friends grow into this person that they've become. And that's just one person. Olivia Reynolds, the 2022 presenter, she said exactly this. I just wanted to take a moment to reach out and thank each of you for the opportunity to speak and present today. It truly was an honor. Each one of you have made such a tremendous impact on your students' lives, and I hope you recognize that and give yourself due credit for the inspiration in which you commence, which I agree a lot, because being in the board itself, I get to see these professors take such a large interest in the student success. I got to work with Professor Chris Jones, who's the Honors Program Coordinator, Dr. Tony Wallers, Dean of the Honors Program, Miss Ashley Fundak, who's actually the Cecil College Honors Faculty Representative, and Professor Ann Sugars herself, who's chair of the board, getting all these professionals into one room to make this important conference happen, down to the food, down to the poster boards, down to how this whole setup is set up. And it's so impactful to see every single one of them try to encourage their students to this, like, this conference. I don't know, just be better than they were before, even if they're nervous. Because even if they're nervous, they're talking about something that is important to them and impactful. And seeing somebody, any, even just a stranger, talk about something that they're so invested in is so captivating. And it doesn't matter your topic, everybody's going to love it because it's something that you yourself is love. That's what you love to do. So please present.
Talk about an effective communicator, Jess. I just kind of want to expand on this a little bit because I think you're a beautiful example. I mean, just the way you're talking, the way that you're speaking so passionately about this summit. But and no, it's the truth. But I just want to kind of dote on you a little bit. You're one of our students here. And at WHFC, we do tend to dote on our students and we like to shine a spotlight. But you're much, much more. I mean, you're talking about all these other people, but you yourself, I mean, wow, just wow.
Thank you.
I mean, you're more than just a student representative for the Maryland Scholar Summit here at HCC. Tell me a little bit. I know you listed them before the podcast began. But I mean, there were so many things. I was like, okay, I want you to talk about that just a little bit. Tell me a little bit about where you're coming from, Jess. Talk to me about some of your achievements here at HCC.
I am actually the president of the Honors Student Council. I am vice president of scholarship in Phi Theta Kappa, one of the student leaders in the Alternative Spring Break program, which is going to be in Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary this year in March.
Wow.
And before, like, my major right now, which is biology and pre-nursing, I switched my major 3 times, so I really got to get to know the entire campus and what exactly is happening in HCC. I was like a math major and a chemistry major, and then now I'm here, biology and pre-nursing. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, that change of plans, it does happen.
Yes, it does.
And, you know, be flexible about mm-hmm. that. And do you feel that you are in the role for you now?
Yeah, I feel very confident about every single thing that I'm doing right now. I want to be a travel nurse. I want to be able to provide medical care to communities where there isn't accessible healthcare. So that's what I want to do. But I started out not knowing exactly what I wanted to do, which was, I thought it was math, because in high school I did AP, like I did an internship actually at Aberdeen Proving Ground where I did a robotics lab. And at that point in my time, that's where I thought I could go. But I got involved in all of these different programs, from math club to Mu Alpha Theta engineering club, talking to my professors and my mentor at that time from the National Science Foundation, who was Dr. King, Dr. Birkins, all of these different professors to figure out exactly what I wanted to do. And I moved forward with that. I took a computer science class. That's how I changed everything. I really did not like it. I got an A, but you know.
You don't know until you try.
You don't know until you try. So I, in the National Science Foundation, I found this internship, Towson University Bridges to Baccalaureate program. I got to present this research. I worked with a microbiologist. Her name was Dr. Erin Harberts. And in that internship, I was able to present a poster and oral presentation, which is why I'm really, really excited for other people to share their work. Because in that internship, I gained so much confidence. I met friends, and those friends went on to doing a myriad of other things as well. Trinity Obiora, she was in one of the labs over there. I don't really remember their lab, but she discovered these new proteins, and now she was featured in a journal article that her mentor made. My friend Tess and Malaika, they were also in that. They were in an HCC year as well, not from a different college, but here. Then they went to Towson University. They also presented research. And being in, able to present that research got them such a great competitive edge for when they wanted to transfer to Towson University, you know? And, like, they're over there now, and I get to see on their social media, like, what they're doing, and it's so cool.
My gosh, so much passion.
I know.
From this student here. If you're just joining us, we're on the Owl's Nest here at 91.1 WHFC. I'm talking with Assistant Professor of Economics Ann Sugars, and just, wow, student representative and amazing student here at HCC, Jess De Los Santos. We're talking about the Maryland Scholars Summit that's happening right here at Hartford Community College. And correct me if I'm wrong, April 29th, right?
Yes.
9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's all happening in Darlington Hall.
Yes.
And this is designed to acquaint undergrad students with the process and the academic rigors of presenting projects in a professional center. And, you know, people are always interested in this, and they're going to ask, there's prizes to be won, right?
Yes.
All right. Professor Sugars, can you please talk to me a little bit about these prizes?
So awards will be given, first place awards, for the best scientific work, best creative work, and best poster presentation. There are monetary prizes for each of those.
Oh.
I believe it's going to be $100 this year.
Okay.
For each of the awards. Of course, you get bragging rights.
Hey.
But even just simply presenting and maybe not even winning, like some of the quotes that Jess has shared with us from students and what they have gained from this experience, they didn't win. But it looks great when you're applying to transfer to a four-year college, you know, on your resume. But just what a difference it makes in the student themselves and how they feel about themselves.
And this is giving, again, our students that real world situation, you know, that they may one day be finding themselves in presenting their own academic work to their peers. So this is just like WHFC. It's a training ground, you know, for students to get the basics. This is a great training ground opportunity for academic students to have their research heard by their peers.
Absolutely.
Now, we've talked about some prizes, but one of the things that we definitely need to know is, let's say I'm that student and I want to submit my abstract. You talked to me before the episode a little bit about there being a website.
Yes. So there is a web page on the HCC website that is dedicated to this Maryland Scholars Summit. It has a lot of information. It actually has a frequently asked question page. It has the poster board template, if you decide to do a poster board, has some sample presentations, some sample abstracts. It has links to register for the conference and to submit your abstract submission. The webpage directly is go.harford.edu/MDScholars2023.
So that's how you get in touch with the folks at the Maryland Scholars Summit. So we're listening to the Owl's Nest, and we're talking about, you know it, the Maryland Scholars Summit that's coming soon at Hartford Community College. It's April 29th, begins 9 a.m., lasts all the way to 3 p.m., and you can find it in Darlington Hall. Prizes can be won, and trust me, the real prize here is the experience. $100 is great, but this is that real-world experience that you just can't beat. And if you want to present your own academic information, there's no better place here than at Hartford Community College. Now, Professor Sugars, I just want to talk to you, and Jess, I want to talk to you about some of the things that you're really looking forward to at this summit. Is there any particular abstracts in particular that you really are excited for?
Well, we don't know the abstracts this year yet because we just literally opened the submission site recently. So I don't even know what abstract submissions we have now. Chris Jones is in charge of getting those submissions. However, there were some really neat presentations last year. One of them was from Vivian Mina from Cecil College. It's titled Serial Killer Connections, Past to Presence. Analysis of cold case files and DNA. So great variety. We have students come from HCC that had artwork. We had a student do a history of artwork on regarding drawings. Great variety. We had the STEM division have a panel of students come and talk about their HANA bacteria. I'm sure I just butchered that name, but you get the drift.
It sounds like there's been some really amazing submissions here in the past, and it sounds like we're really looking forward to seeing what submissions are coming. Is there anything else, ladies, that we didn't discuss here that we would love to get out there about the summit?
I would just encourage students to, they can contact me directly at my email, which is asugars@hartford.edu. Talk to faculty members. Most of them are very aware of that. If faculty are listening, you know I encourage faculty to offer personal invitations to your students. But I've had online students that have submitted abstracts, accepted and presented. So if you think this is something that you want to move forward with, go ahead and submit an abstract submission.
Just shoot for the moon, right?
Absolutely.
You know, don't doubt yourself. You're at Hartford Community College. It's the place to get real world experience. It's the place to test the waters. And so why not do it with the Maryland Scholar Summit right here at Hartford Community College? I want to thank my guests, Assistant Professor of Economics Ann Sugars and Student Representative for the Summit, Jess De Los Santos. Thank you both, ladies, for coming on to the Owl's Nest, and I want to have you on back soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Owl's Nest. I'm your host, Matt Terry. Please like and subscribe to all three of Hartford Community College's official podcasts, Feedback, HCC 360, and this one, WHFC Presents. Yeah, it's that little click button right down there. Until next time, Hartford Community College, stay curious.